Jamie and I rock up to the entrance of the concert venue,
yeah,
which is at the Gabba.
Yeah.
And there were thousands of people everywhere, like thousands of people.
Sure.
So, and mostly parents with their young daughters.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So anyway.
Suckers.
So I walk into the concert, trying to go to our seats. We're up in the seating area, so they're really good seats.
Yep.
And Jamie's parents bought us tickets to go.
Oh, okay. Like a present or something.
Yeah, last year for Christmas.
Oh, so, there you go.
So we found our place, sat down.
Yeah.
And I wasn't until a couple of, like, it was halfway through her song. Shake It Off is playing.
And James like this. He's giving it a bit of that.
Everybody was dancing in their little seats. I was just like bopping along and I thought, this is a good song. Like she was really good.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Wasn't then until I looked around. I'm like, next to me I had a father and their two little girls on the other side of Jamie.
Yep.
On the other side of me I had a guy with his very young son and a couple of daughters.
Sure.
Behind me, nothing but screaming. Jamie and I were the only two grown men. Sitting in an auditorium seat with all these people singing to Taylor Swift.
I thought that would be, like, expected. Because I thought the median age of a Taylor Swift fan would only be about 14, wouldn't
they? Oh, no, 13. No, no. Well, she originally started in country music, right?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So she's got all the country bumpkin fans who were there to see. And she did play some of her country stuff.
Right, okay.
Some of her other stuff.
Yeah.
So that, but then, yeah, it was, I was just highly... highly embarrassed.
Right.
But then got over it after, you know, she started kicking off the tour. So it was pretty good.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So you started singing away?
Oh, Big Bosses went.
Well, yeah, but that's because he likes to be behind the scenes. He gets backstage and has photos with them with all his stars.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, he's had U2, he's had this, that, and the other, and then there's Taylor Swift.
But everybody was getting photos with Taylor's mum.
Really?
This is the weird thing about it. Like, everyone was having photos with Taylor, like, behind the scenes, backstage.
Yeah.
Having photos with Taylor Swift's mum.
Right. Why didn't she come out and start singing as one of the backup singers?
I don't know.
You know?
But, you know, that's my joke. You know, wherever we, you know, talk to people or whatever, we always joke about their mums.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, yeah.
I'll get a photo with your mum. Oh, hang on a second. Your mum's having photos with everybody.
Right.
So I have no qualms in saying I went to the Taylor Swift concert.
So okay, so next time Taylor Swift comes to Australia,
probably wouldn't go to it again.
Nah, you go with your mum, wouldn't you?
My mum?
Yeah.
She'd be half asleep halfway through that thing.
Right.
Is it finished yet? Is it finished yet? My God. If you went along, give us a call, 13 27 10, for breakfast. Today's top, we're looking at around 30 degrees, 10 to 6 right now. It's 23 away from 7 o'clock today. Top around 30 degrees. Possible shower thunderstorm later this afternoon. Live thanks to North Jacqueline. Get a low finance rate across popular models.
How'd you go getting up this morning? Having a week off, and then the week before that you were on air, and the week before that you were over in Bali.
Yeah, I struggled a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right.
Had the alarm set ready to go at 3 a.m. But I actually woke up at 10 to 3. You know that when you wake up, you're like, oh, I just can't get back to sleep. So I just got out of bed and went for a shower.
But, really?
Yeah.
Oh, geez, I'll sleep straight away.
Yeah, but you have, how many alarms do you have?
I have five.
You have five alarms?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. You know, you hit snooze and sometimes you miss the snooze button. You hit stop instead on your phone. So I have a couple of extras just in case. Why? How many do you have?
Two.
Really?
One at 3 a.m. and one at 3:05.
5 minutes.
5 minutes past three, yeah.
So you only get like a 5 minute sleep in and that's
it. Yeah, no, I don't do that. 90% of the time when my alarm goes off at 3, I get out of bed.
Really? Oh. Yeah,
straight away. I don't need the 3:05 one.
You're one of these people.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
What do you mean, one of these people? Most people do that. They don't have five alarms to get out of bed.
Yeah, we all do. Because let's face it, especially on Monday mornings, it's a bit tough. You know, you have, like, I have my first one at 2:45, then two...
What are the chances and how often do you get out of bed at 2:45?
Oh, next to zero.
So why do you set it for 2:45?
Because it wakes me up to start off with. And they go, oh, Jesus Christ, I've got to... All right. And I sometimes hit snooze. Most of the time I hit stop instead because I'm half awake and you don't actually notice it. So the next one goes off at 2:55. That usually gets hit on the button there too. And 3 o'clock. Yeah.
That's far too many. That's far too many alarms.
I have one at 3:45. No, and then it's like, okay, you're in trouble.
13, 27, 10. How many alarms do you have? Like, you've set the alarm at home, on the phone, whatever the case, whatever you've got. How many alarms do you have?
Yeah.
And what time are they set for? 13, 27, 10?
I didn't think anyone had just the one alarm or two alarms going off. I thought they had a few.
Most people get out of bed when the alarm goes off for the first time. I literally spring out of bed.
I don't... Oh, God.
It's true. It goes off at three and I'm bang, I'm out.
No way.
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
I think most people would be like me. Struggle.
I don't know about that. We'll take your calls up in just a moment. Five alarms. It's ridiculous.
Used to be seven.
No wonder you're so tired every morning. You're hitting the snooze button too much. We'll take your calls up in a moment. Pink right now, 20 to 7. We're gonna make Pink, a Triple M James A for breakfast. Today's top 30 degrees. We're just talking about coffee in the studio and alarms to get you up in the morning. Dave sets five alarms to get him up in the morning, which is ridiculous.
Well, it's just in case. Otherwise, you might miss them. Like this morning's the first one. I didn't even hear at all.
But you know that I'm back now, so you probably were sleeping. You're like, oh, Jay, we'll just do all the work.
Look, if that's the case, I'll only set three alarms then, if that's the
case. We want to know how many alarms you set. When you go to bed at night, how many alarms are going to get you up the next morning? 13, 27, 10.
Okay, Kayla, are you like Jay and only have the two alarms? Just one to wake up and another one just in case?
Hell no.
All right, how many do you have?
Six, I think, or seven.
Six?
I start waking myself up at 6:15, and my last one ends at 8.
Right.
Okay, what time are you expected to be at work or get up and do your daily duties?
I start work at 8:30.
Yeah, see, it's good. You just want to be comfortable in your own bed as long as possible. Is that right?
Yeah, and my natural reflex is to just turn it off.
Yeah. Well, I think everyone's natural reflexes.
I just turn it off.
Oh, my God. Thanks for the call there. I need one of those big bucket things for you that tips water on you to wake you up. Like, just because you sleep through, like, five alarms.
Yeah, well,
It's happened before.
It's only the last one that counts. Isn't that right, Georgia?
I only have one.
What?
Yeah. Yep.
Yep, one at, depending on my run, either at 1:45 or 2:00.
Because you're so disciplined, once it goes off, you get out of bed straight away, right?
Well, yeah, because if you go back to sleep, you feel worse when you wake up again.
Exactly. You feel fantastic.
But my daughter has three and her partner has six.
Yeah.
I can't believe we were just talking to Kayla before saying six as well. That's ridiculous.
I don't see any issue here whatsoever.
Well, the partner, he sleeps through about the first four, and when the daughter's on the run with me, she actually texts him too. to make sure he wakes up.
See, there's six alarms and a text message. Isn't that ridiculous? Diane in Ellie Beach, how many alarms are you setting?
Well, I only have one, and I thought that was normal. I thought that's what everyone gets.
Yeah, I've got two in total, but one I use majority of the time.
My daughter has five. I thought there's someone else. She has five, and I don't understand it.
But the first one's to wake up. The second one is to stretch. The third one is to maybe get out of bed and have a shower. The fourth one is like, okay, yeah, all right, it's time to get up.
That's torture.
Yeah, exactly.
That is torture.
And it makes you tighter.
The sun goes off.
It makes you even more tighter because you keep waking up and it's like disruptive sleep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't believe that for a second.
I'm with you, Diane.
I've never heard it before. Oh, my God, she's going to be so happy when I tell her there's someone else in the world that does it.
Well, it's not something to be proud of, Diane. Thanks for the call.
There's more of us than you realise, Diane. We're all here.
Just set it once for one day and just get up the minute it goes off. You'll feel so much better.
Oh, I can't even. No. I've tried it before.
We're going to put a poll on our Facebook page. Triple M McKay with Sundays, you'll find us online. Jay and Dave for Brekkie, 20 minutes away from 8 o'clock. $1,000 cash could be yours after 8 today. Playing in the pressure test. 10 questions, 60 seconds, get them right. $1,000 all yours. Nice bonus this time of year getting into Christmas. Christmas shopping if you haven't already started.
Who still gets the Christmas bonuses?
What do you mean? Like your workplace.
Yeah, exactly. Like the boss says, job well done. Thank you very much, employees. Here's a Christmas ham. Because we used to get the Christmas ham each and every year. All the time.
Not in this job, you didn't?
No, not here, but a different radio station.
Right.
We got a Christmas ham. It was a big one, one of the big ones too.
We get every staff member got one.
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, we get a Christmas lunch here.
Yeah.
Which is great, but, you know, it's not a Christmas ham.
No, here we go.
Who still does them? Can you let us know, 13, 27, 10, who still gets a Christmas bonus? Like, it could, because we heard this.
What do you class as a bonus, though?
Oh, anything. Really?
So not just cash, like you're talking about.
No, a Christmas ham, a Christmas cash. Or I remember reading someone told me the other day that they got each and every employee, and there's about 25 of them, they got a holiday, a 3-day weekend in Airlie Beach each. And they could take it whenever they wanted.
Which company is this?
I don't know, but you want to work for them, don't you?
I'm heading in my resignation this afternoon.
It was a bit outlandish, wasn't it?
I don't know about that. That's a pretty big bonus, though.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I'm not saying stuff like that. I'm talking about the small stuff.
Well, didn't we all ask you to get a bottle of Moe?
No.
Or was that year before? One year we did. We got a bottle of Moe.
Someone might have stolen mine off my desk.
I think they're probably over-ordered and they had like all these bottles left over. They're like, yeah, happy Christmas.
Yeah, most of the time. Here,
I don't think
happy Christmas bonus. Here's a pen.
It's been through the washing machine a couple of times. Still works if you scribble first.
Yeah, you just say shove it.
But I don't think too many companies probably do the bonus. Everyone's cutting costs, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, yeah. But it's good to have that that recognition, you know what I mean? Hmm. You know, at the end of the year, job well done. Thank you very much, boss. I'll take that ham and eat it for the next 4 or 5 weeks.
13, 27, 10. Who still gets Christmas bonuses? Like, is it like a cash bonus? Is it a holiday like that lucky person got?
If it is,
a 3-day weekend at Airlie Beach.
Yeah, I know, right? Every single one of them, 25 people all up. It was in the boom times. It wasn't in the bust, but yeah.
Doesn't matter. I'm still handing in my resignation to go and work in that place. Just for the bonus every year. We'll take your calls up in just a moment. Brian Adams now, Jane Day for Bricky, 17-8. Mackay in the Wood Sundays, Triple M. Brian Adams at Triple M, Jane Day for breakfast. Summer of 69 after 8 o'clock today. Another category reveal, Mackay Wood Sundays best. What will be the category? Something that Dave and I just adore. Details coming up in 14 minutes from now. Our top today, around 30 degrees, possible showers and thunderstorms.
Okay, Christmas bonuses. Who still gets them? Can you give me a call? Or give us a call. 13 27 10. You know, back in the day, you used to get a Christmas ham. Just before you left for the Christmas New Year period, you'd go off, get yourself ham. Great stuff.
I remember one general manager at this radio station a few years ago.
Yeah.
I said jokingly to him, oh, so what's the Christmas bonus this year? He goes, your Christmas bonus is you're back on the air next year. You still have a job.
Great.
I mean, it certainly wasn't up there with a bottle of Moe. We did get a bottle of Moe. I just confirmed that.
Right, okay.
We got it 2 years ago. I think you're away. By the time you returned, somebody had consumed it.
Oh, I'm not looking at him now, am I?
Possibly. 13, 27, 10. Do you get Christmas bonuses? Give us a call.
All right, Narelle, North Mackay, do you get a Christmas bonus?
The company I work for gave our entire company, like the New Year's Eve day off. So we all the casuals.
That is awesome.
They gave us all a 7.6 day. That's recognition for everyone. Just goes over and above what community service jobs. What's a lunch break?
See, like, good on you. Thank you for the call. It's not a physical present, but it's like a day off is bloody awesome.
Yeah, I just thought, you know, it was a public holiday already anyway.
Dougie's in Serena this morning. Not for everybody, it's not.
No,
hey,
true.
Doug and Serena, how are you, mate?
Not bad, yourself?
Yeah, good. Do you get a Christmas bonus?
I remember I got one when I was working over at Brisbane at Elgas. The bonus for everyone, the boss would take us to a pub and give us all a tab.
A tab.
Look out. Look out.
I don't mind that sort of present. That's okay. But there's people in workplaces who don't like to drink, so then you have to try and find something for them as well.
Well, the tab includes food as well.
Oh, okay, now we're talking.
what was that? Elgas. All right, Doug.
We're putting our application in today for them. Thanks for the call, Dougie.
See you later, mate. We'll go to Serena now. Michelle, do you still get a Christmas bonus?
No, but when I worked with Best and Less at Indooroopilly, the manager used to get all the casual workers in for a week. And we'd sit out the back partying with a wheelbarrow of alcohol and stuff.
Ah, it's time to reminisce, Michelle. Those were the days, weren't they?
I'm guessing whether the big bosses of Best and Less knew that you're actually doing that.
No. If they did we'd be in big trouble because we got that drug that we tried to legalize it to a chair and put for sale.
Okay, let's just change the name of the company. Okay, Michelle, we'll do that
only
now.
Only in Indooroopilly in Brisbane, right? They treat them nice there. Thank you for the call there, Michelle. Let us know, 132710 or on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sundays. You'll find us online. It may or may not have included the best and less. It's 10 to 8, Jane Day for breakfast.